Lousy Weather Media Network.
Welcome to Let the Hate Flow Through You, live from Spotlight Cleveland, your weekly dose of audible hatred. I'm Jeremy Shear.
El Hordano Diablo.
And this week, it is the unscripted version of our podcast, so let's meet our first unscripted comedian. He is a member of the longest-running improv troupe in Akron, Point of No Return Improv, and produces the forum show at Imposter Theater, Ruben Ryan!
There's chords everywhere, man. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Sometimes I miss the chords. This wireless society freaks me out.
Well,
I like
I'm
that. No, that was good. That was deep, dude.
Yeah,
I fucking
I'm glad
like
to make you a little more comfortable with my wires. Reach into our box of fun and pull out a topic. And
is that what you
me.
Say to victims?
Oh God.
So, Ruben, why do you hate all-you-can-eat buffets?
This is a hard panel to defend this to.
It is. That is a hard thing to hate. I've had some amazing experiences in all-you-can-eat buffets. Specifically Chinese all-you-can-eat buffets.
Not a Golden Corral guy?
I've only been to Golden Corral one time, and in hindsight, there was a number of elements that were connected to that were highly traumatic. So honestly, fuck Golden Corral.
Oh, here we
it's
go.
It's not really their fault, I guess, that like my at-the-time person that I was dating was actively dragging me to the Golden Corral to meet with her grandmother to keep me from going to a wedding that she was uncomfortable with me going to. So that's as much as I want to say about that shit. I went through a tough time when I lived in Pennsylvania.
Oh, which, this was a Pennsylvania Golden Corral.
Yeah, no, yeah.
Different breed down there.
Yeah, honestly, Pennsylvania sucks.
I think Philadelphia sucks.
I've never been to Philadelphia. I was on the west side. Pittsburgh's not bad.
No, I like that city.
Pittsburgh is not bad. Pittsburgh is okay.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh is like Cleveland if Cleveland was just surrounded by infinite Ravenna and Barberton. That is... To be fair, there's a couple random Hudsons thrown in there.
Sure,
because
sure.
The wealth disparity in Pennsylvania is terrible.
I think it is everywhere.
But anyways,
so were you in the hollers of Western Pennsylvania? Or?
So I lived in two places. Okay. I lived in Beaver Falls in a projects. I said it was the worst place I'd ever lived, and everyone who lived there was like, "This is the nicest projects we've ever been in," which is probably true, just based on the fact that I never got robbed or anything. So it's probably true. And then I lived in Wampum, PA.
Wampum.
Yeah, which is most famous because, what's his name? Rick Santorum met George W. Bush there one time. There's a literal plaque to that.
There's a plaque.
Yes.
What currency do they use there?
Regular money.
Really? That's such a missed opportunity.
Although I'm positive it's close enough to areas that you could use Mountain Dew for currency.
Well,
I don't know if you know that about Pennsylvania.
I'm sorry, but that's a slap in the face to native people. We don't have wampum. We have Mountain Dew, though.
No, but that's a real thing.
Yeah,
you are in like the hillbilly areas of Pennsylvania.
Wow. Like a case of Mountain Dew as currency?
You can use Mountain Dew as currency if you're dealing with the hillbillies.
Not even moonshine anymore, just the Mountain Dew.
Well, that's what Mountain Dew was for.
Oh, it was to mix?
Mountain Dew's a mixer. That was its original purpose, was you mixed it with like whiskey or moonshine.
Okay.
No shit.
Yeah, that's why I used to have a hillbilly on the bottle.
Oh.
Yeah.
You learn something new every day.
Yeah.
This is an educational program.
I'm educational wherever I go.
Did you have Mountain Dew at the Golden Corral?
I don't remember what I had there. It was terrible. Yeah. I will say I do prefer Chinese buffets over other buffets. But like the other thing about buffets is that like that's not sanitary.
No.
No.
Like
no
matter how you cut it, like
no.
It's like you went into a Subway and got behind the counter and just touched everything. Like, that's the reality of that.
I went to a buffet, I think, 2 weeks ago, maybe, a Chinese buffet, and they were having some kind of party there. Like a small little group of people were having a party there. And there was just this lady who was at, like, the hibachi part of it, mm-hmm. and she was talking about how she was vegan and she had a nut allergy. And I was like, all right, I get you're here for like a kid's fucking birthday party, but you're at a Chinese buffet. You can't have anything here. Get the fuck out. Like, she was like, well, can you do it like this? Can you do it like this? Like, no, dude, everything's got animals on it. Just grow up.
Well, I mean, that's actually not... Well, if they have a gluten problem, then, like, the meat's actually not even their worst problem in a Chinese buffet. because, like, my daughter has a gluten intolerance, and she can't have... She can't really go to Chinese buffets.
Yeah, right.
Because there's soy in everything. And soy sauce... Well, I mean, unless you're getting the cheap soy sauce or the expensive soy sauce. Like, most soy sauce is this middle category where it definitely has wheat in it. But, like, the cheapest soy sauce is literally just flavored, like, soybean oil.
Salt water.
And then you got the original... Then you have, like, the really expensive soy sauce, which is called... Ah, shit, what's it called?
Kikkoman?
No, that's a brand. It's like... Tamari. Tamari is soy sauce that has not been made with wheat. For anyone who needs to know that.
We're teaching people all sorts of things about food today.
Yeah, we need to... That's why we got to save the radio. Keep people smart.
You're exactly right.
Yeah.
How quick do you go for the sushi at an all-you-can-eat buffet?
I've actually never had sushi from an all-you-can-eat buffet.
Is it just...
I can comment on this.
Okay.
As long as it doesn't have actual fish in it, I'll eat it. Like, I love sushi. I will not eat raw fish from a buffet. Fuck no.
I normally have vegetarian sushi, so yeah, I've never gone for the sushi in one of those situations. I will say my go-to though, if I'm in a Chinese place, is the green beans.
Okay.
Green beans are the go-to. Those are normally good, and then I'll get like a bunch of egg drop soup.
Yeah.
Oh,
I dig that shit. When I was in college, me and a bunch of friends were like, we're gonna get super, super high, and we're gonna go to the Chinese buffet that's in walking distance from our apartment. And we did that, and like we went there, and we like midway through the meal, we just like looked up at each other. We're like, "This is the best idea ever."
Yeah, I had a lot of moments like that in high school, but it was always we had to go to the one with the crab legs.
Oh yeah,
there was not an upcharge for the crab legs back in those days. Good luck finding that anymore.
Do you remember Nye's Dynasty in Fairlawn?
Yeah.
The one like right by Home Depot, that was the fucking joint, dude. Nice. That was the place. My uncle always had a theory that the Chinese buffets are run by the triads and that there was four different four different types of Chinese buffets. And if you think about it, there's like the super fucking nice ones. Then you have like your two mid-level ones, and then there's like the ones you really only see now. Like the ones where like we got everything in this like 200 square foot area.
Yeah,
you want pizza? We got it.
Yeah.
That's just it. I don't trust a Chinese buffet with mashed potatoes.
No.
Honestly, that's valid. That's valid.
I don't trust
what
the
are they
communists
doing?
To make my fucking potatoes.
What are they doing with those mashed potatoes there? They're just like, white people need this. Put it on the table.
Get the powdered bag mm-hmm. and the water.
It's absolutely from the powder. There's no way they're mashed potatoes.
Oh, and no.
There is almost nothing worse than powdered mashed potatoes. I'm sorry. I used to work in a nursing home where we served that shit all the time. It is disgusting.
Yeah, it's gross.
If you can't make your own mashed potatoes, you shouldn't be doing it.
Well,
I make them for work for little kids.
Good for you.
I'm a lunch lady.
Why would you do that to children?
I don't make. Blame Kyle Honhorst. Everybody blame Kyle Honhorst.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Can do. I think I know that guy.
So when I was dating an Irish woman from Akron, and she made mashed potatoes for almost every meal, and my father made fun of her for it. because she was one of those, like, a bunch of cream, a bunch of butter, and whip them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
which is
good.
The best way to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
But my father was worried she was going to make me fat with all these potatoes, and she was right. It did make me fat, but it was more the Sunday roast three times a week than the mashed potatoes that made me fat. But I would... going to the Chinese buffets, like, my go-to is always the sushi bar, because I'm not afraid of raw fish from a sushi bar. I eat stuff from a gas station.
That's fair.
Yeah, that's accurate.
I normally only get packaged things from a gas station, but I understand.
No, there's the spot over on Fulton and Lorraine.
That's different. That's a kitchen.
Well, it's barely a kitchen.
But they make good food.
You want to know my favorite place to get sushi?
Where's that?
Summit Mall. Their vegetarian sushi's pretty good. I'm not worried about getting sick. There's no fish.
Yeah. Well, what's in your vegetarian sushi? Is it just like a radish?
It's normally carrots. They like to put avocado in it.
Cucumbers.
Yeah. Cucumbers. Yeah, that's normally what's in there.
Okay.
Cream cheese. They do that. Spice it up with that sometimes.
I have not had it with the cream cheese.
I bet that's good.
I've not had it. I think the one at Summit Mall, actually what I like about it, I think they actually have a couple different vegetarian options, which is rare.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Man. Mall sushi.
Wouldn't like just the idea of buffets be kind of sinful? Like, because you go there with
gluttony.
You go there with the intention of, I'm going to get all I can fucking eat.
That's fair.
They're making me pay $19. I'm going to eat fucking 40 worth.
I better be high when I'm going
exactly.
Here.
Exactly. Yeah, you won't be able to handle
it. Away.
I can't lie
to you. When you brought up the mashed potatoes, I almost transitioned into like Irish apartheid facts.
Moving on to Irish apartheid facts.
How much knowledge can we squeeze into 20 minutes?
So here's some fun facts about the Irish apartheid. So when the potato famine happened, the British's actual reaction was that they used the concept of laissez-faire economics to justify starving the Irish to death. Because they were literally like, well, no, they've got to figure it out for themselves. We can't intervene. But they did intervene in the other direction, which was that every time like people, specifically like Native Americans and other groups, would send food to the Irish, they would tax the shit out of it.
Right.
And the most fucked up part is that they actively used Irish land to raise cattle.
Yeah.
That they made it illegal to sell to the Irish.
Yeah.
So they would just raise the cattle in Ireland, then ship all the meat to England, and if you tried to sell any of it to the Irish, you could get in trouble. It was fucked up. Also, if you hear anyone mention IQs and like that 68 number that's coming up a lot nowadays, that is literally the number the British said said was the average Irish IQ.
Really?
68?
Yes. Yep. That's what the British used to say it was.
I mean, I know some pretty stupid Irish people. But not 68, no.
No, they're not a stupid monolith.
Yeah, no. The concept was always like, okay, we have colonized the Irish. Now we will use them as the guinea pigs for what we will do to the rest of the world. And so it was.
It's true, colonialization. Why does it keep coming up so much lately? I don't know why.
Because right now there's a huge movement to like be like, no, colonization is dope, guys.
I was being facetious.
Mm. Oh, you were being, I'm sorry.
I was being facetious.
I got the tism. I don't always catch stuff like that. But yeah, there's like everyone online nowadays is like defending the conquistadors. And I'm just like, what the fuck are we doing here, guys? That shit's weird.
Me and Ellie were just talking about that pretty much right before this.
Yes. Well, without the conquistadors, we would not have the modern all-you-can-eat buffet.
No, because then there would be Mexican buffets. Why aren't there Mexican buffets? Because they're all working in the Chinese restaurants. That's why.
Depending on where you are, yeah.
It's true. I'm stating a fact. It is funny.
You know what, though? Like, here's the other thing. A lot of Ohioans don't know this, but Ohio Mexican food sucks. I was briefly homeless in Chicago, and their Mexican food is fucking fire. Like, I was like, this is what this is supposed to taste like.
Well, you gotta move on from Mexican here and go for more Central American stuff. Like the Salvadoran restaurants around here are really fucking good. They changed the Big Egg into a Salvadoran restaurant. And they have, like, pickled cabbage with everything. It's delicious.
In fairness to the Ohio Mexican food, it is the exact same food in Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Like, it's like the restaurants are ordering it from the same distributor. And and their menus are set up the same way. It's weird.
I did a show at the Corner Cafe, and the cook came out and told the host of the show, please tell everybody there's barbecue chipped creamed ham for sale.
I've made that for breakfast before.
I'll be honest, I don't know what the hell that is.
I didn't want to find out.
It's like shit on a shingle, right?
I mean, it but the barbecue kind of threw me off.
Yeah, that's weird.
I don't want extra, like, cream in the barbecue sauce. That just sounds weird.
Yeah. Like that white barbecue sauce? You ever tried that?
I like the white barbecue sauce, but I don't trust a dive bar in the outskirts of Pittsburgh to have, like, weird barbecue sauces.
That's fair.
I just imagine it's sweet baby Rays and mayonnaise.
Yeah. And that's so gross.
That sounds right.
Yeah.
That sounds right.
That's nobody so got it, obviously. So apparently even Pittsburghers know that was bad. Mm-hmm. But no, I tried to go to those all-you-can-eat just sushi places. They're like $50.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I always get disappointed there because everything is under-seasoned.
Yeah.
And some of them will charge you a disposal fee if you don't eat all of your food.
Oh, wow.
Which seems like that's the whole sanitation process is you don't use the same plate all the time and you just leave a pile of stuff that you thought was going to be good and wasn't on the table, and that's how buffets work, but not at these sushi buffets.
You ever been to one of those bullshit buffets where they weigh your plate?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I have a funny story about that.
That's not all you can eat. That's fucking bullshit.
No, especially when you are a fucking raging drunk. I was down at a horror convention in Kentucky. This was like 15 years ago.
Oh, God. Kentucky's weird.
Yeah. And this was like right on the outskirts of Louisville. And we were at this fucking... where the convention was, that hotel. Well, that hotel, the first room we went into had bed bugs.
Oof.
And that was really gross. Or mites, something. It was just really gross.
Been there.
So they moved us to another room, and we walked in, and there was dead spiders all around, like, the edge of the room. So we said, fuck that. We're just going to go to another hotel right across the way. And I ended up drinking all night with one of the guys from Babylon 5. And when I stumbled, when I stumbled into the hotel when I got back that morning, I saw that there was a breakfast buffet and that you could get like a container and take it up to your room. And I was fucking hammered still, so I mean that thing probably weighed like 3 pounds. And then they were like, "All right, that's gonna be $42," and I was like, "Oh shit." Charge that to the room, and my cousin was pissed the fuck off.
You can eat $42, Jordan.
Oh, I did it.
In this economy, everyone can. Kentucky is weird. I did a murder mystery show in Kentucky one time.
Okay.
And like the whole concept was that we were supposed to be it was a corporate event, and we were supposed to be pretending like I was actually a stand-up comedian, but then I was supposed to die right before I do the stand-up act, and then I also play the detective and on all that. But like the thing that was consistently weird to me, like on the way there, I scratched all the nail polish off my nails because like something made me go like, that's a bad look for Kentucky.
Yeah.
And like, but I got there and like, because I'm pretending to be a stand-up comedian, I just go around the tables. I'm like, hey, who should I rip on? and everyone's like volunteering different people. But like, I also got like a sense of like what the sense of humor was around that office, and it was weird. Like. Apparently, if anyone was late for work, the joke they would say is, well, yeah, they got AIDS. And that is what they told me. And
they wonder why people shoot shit up, man.
And a lot of people, like, they get to try and guess who did the murder. And, like, a lot of people put this one guy who actually worked for that company. And then, like... And, like, he, like, literally came up to me afterwards concerned that someone may have put down that his motive for killing me was that he was in love with me. And I was like, what is happening right now? What is this?
Dude, I'm not, though. I swear to God, I'm not.
The last murder mystery I did was at Kalahari.
Oh,
and I was the dead body. And there was a stage. So I was like, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to give a speech and then fall off the stage dead.
Oh,
and,
no.
And try to take and try to flip over.
Oh, no.
I did not flip all the way over. I landed on the top of my head, and I heard crack.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, please, my neck is not broken. My neck is not broken. And then two people from the crowd dragged me out because the host of the event was telling him to do it. And thankfully, I could move when I got out of the room. But they're like, yeah, man, your head's covered in blood. So you might want to go get that
looked
at.
So they don't call an ambulance.
Jesus.
They just drag your fucking supposed dead body out.
Yeah, so but the head wound wasn't the bad part. When I got home, like, my entire back had rug burn from being dragged across the carpet.
I see I'm almost out of time here, so I will just...
Yeah.
I will give you guys this. The one good thing about buffets is that I discovered putting Fruity Pebbles on ice cream at a buffet.
Okay.
And that fucking slaps.
I believe you.
So if you get a chance, definitely put some Fruity Pebbles on your soft serve. That's good shit.
All right. Ruben, where can people find you on the internet?
People can find me on my YouTube channel, Ruben Uncut. It's also on Spotify. Check it out. It would mean a lot to me if you subscribed.
So, Jordan, I don't think we're going to find anybody that hates all-you-can-eat buffets as much as Ruben Ryan.
No.
Yep, nope, hate him.
There is another.
And scene. Thank you very much, Ruben.
Thank you, Ruben.
All right, thank you.
Yeah. All right. Our next performer coming to the stage is a member of Sketch and Improv Group Stage Against the Machine and produces the panel show at Imposter Theater. Please welcome Jacob Heiss.
Thank you for coming.
Hey.
Thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right. So if you want to reach into our box of fun and pull out your topic.
I hope I get a topic as good as buffets. We'll find out. I got...
Oh. Let me take a look here.
Oh, sobriety.
All right. So, Jacob.
This is funny because
why do you hate sobriety?
I don't drink. And but it's weird because people are sometimes weird about it.
They are.
You know, it's like, oh, you don't drink. You think you're better than me. No.
No, I'm not. I don't drink. No. I'm not straight edge. I'm not straight edge. I just don't drink. I'm not gonna spout shit at you.
Sure. I mean, like, listen, I don't drink, I don't do drugs, but I don't... It's because I got my own issues, right?
Right,
you know,
right.
Like, I don't want to deal with that. I don't think I can deal with that, you know?
That's fair.
But why do you hate sobriety?
Why do I hate sobriety? Because it... Yeah, because of the way that people act when I tell them that.
Okay,
you know?
All right.
It's like...
Right.
It's like, get over yourself. Right. This isn't. Don't make this about you.
Yeah. This is not your issue that you're doing.
No. No. This is my anxiety. It's about me.
Well, that's what I like. When I first got out of rehab, which in 3 days it'll be a year since I went in.
One year sober.
Yep. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. But. What, like, for example, my mom, like, we went out one night and she was just like, do you mind if I get a drink? I was like, you're not the one that has to change.
Yeah,
I am, bro. Like, I fuck. Like, I don't care what you do. Don't drive me home. But like,
sure.
And like last night, like I went and saw a band and like my friends like wanted to go out before. And I was like, yeah, no, miss me with that. Like, I'm not going to go sit in a bar. Like, that's not going to be any fun for me. Plus, like, I realized this when I was drinking. I fucking don't like drunk people when I'm not drunk. It's not fun.
It can be exhausting.
Oh, it's very exhausting. I have a short fuse anyway. Like, that's no good.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
So, did you have a period where you drank and used drugs? Or?
No, not really. I mean, you know, I don't know how serious you want to get. Family history of it.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's just... Never thought it was that good of an idea to try to start. Didn't really want to attempt it.
See what it looks like.
Yeah, you know, I've seen it, you know, seen how it affected people, and it's just not, I don't want to tempt fate, you know? Right?
Yeah. You tempt fate, this is what you end up looking like. And this is like almost 10 years sober, and I still look like this. So
he looked better when he was on drugs.
I did. I had all the sexiness of not having a solid bowel movement ever.
And the way you said ever was like, ever.
Ever.
Just like, fuck, dude.
No, it was, I drank a lot because I was under the impression that I'm playing, I had to method act to play this dirtbag character on stage.
You can just, you can still be a dirtbag sober, Jeremy.
You're allowed. I've tried. It's I don't have dirtbag instincts when I'm sober.
That's a good
like,
yeah.
I'm very, very asexual when I'm sober. Not when I'm drunk. That's when I get handsy. So
he just masturbates so much when he's drunk. Somebody's got to do it.
It's the booze that does it. Yeah man. I somebody told me you were ace.
Yeah.
I did not know.
Are you guys gonna make out or you don't do that?
No, I didn't know it either until like 4 years ago.
Okay. That's you know, were you on the internet same as I was?
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, because it's like it's weird because you just go. It's really hard to figure out that you don't experience something.
Yeah,
you know,
it's. I've been trying to figure it out for years, and then finally I stumbled on like the ABEN, which is basically like the main asexual publication. I was like, oh, this actually makes sense.
Yeah. Did you also go through their like massive list of things that only asexual experience and like, huh, isn't this just everybody?
Yes. Yes, I did. It's
and then just have a cute little 1 month long existential crisis where you try to reframe your entire life through that lens?
Yes. Except that existential crisis is still going on today.
Well, you know. It's important to know yourself.
Yeah, well, it's also the constant, are you sure, which doesn't help.
Life? Is that coming from you or is that coming from other people?
It's coming from other people.
That's fair. Mine's coming from me.
Mm.
All the time. You know, really big imposter syndrome. But like everything, including that, right? You know, it's like, am I really ace?
Yeah. Or have I not met the right person yet? Or
ever of anybody that I've ever met or seen?
How old are you?
I'm 28.
Okay, all right. Yeah. That's a fair age. You're an adult.
Yeah,
you're an adult. You're an adult.
I would think I would know by now, right? You know, I hope.
Right, right.
Yeah. Well, I think part of it too is I've met a surprising amount of like younger asexuals than I thought I would meet.
Yeah, definitely.
I thought like more people would be like me, where they came to the conclusion after years and years of trying things that didn't work. But it turns out, you know, even my son identified it as ace at one point. And the one thing I did learn from Weird Sexual Identities, though, is my son is buying a house because he is in a polycule. So the key to home ownership is polyamory.
Don't talk to me about polycules.
He said that word to me the other day, and I was like, I don't know what the fuck you just said, dude. I really don't.
My D&D group formed a polycule without me.
Oh, no.
Is that like a spell?
Well, it was a whole thing, because so two of them, I've been playing D&D with this group for like 10 years now, right?
Okay.
Two of them have been dating for 5 years. Two of them have been dating for like 2 years now. And now they're...
Are you the dungeon master?
No,
oh,
I'm
okay.
Not.
Wow.
And all
right.
Now all four of those people are all dating each other. And it's just me and my one other friend are the only people who aren't dating everybody.
You're Will from Stranger Things, dude. You're Will from Stranger Things.
Oh, my God. That's messy.
It's... weird.
Yeah.
It's weird.
That's got to be super buggy.
It's so... The vibes
gotta,
are off.
I was going to say, that's got to ruin your game experience.
Yeah.
Like, completely.
I mean, they've been going for, like, 6-7 months now. They've already all moved into the same house.
Oh, God.
It's going to end poorly, and you're going to be left without a fucking...
I'm so worried, because these are also some of my, like...
Are you, so you don't want the drama?
Well, I don't want the drama, right? You know, Like, these are my friends. I've been friends with these people for almost just over a decade now. And I didn't want them all to be dating each other in the first place. So now that they are dating each other, they cannot break up.
They built Frankenstein.
Yeah, right.
Live with the monster now.
We can't put this demon back in the box. It's out.
Yeah, and keeping a D&D group together for 10 years is very impressive.
That is.
Yeah.
Well, and I was going to say the one thing I don't like, life is better sober, but it's not as fun. But if I had friends like that and I could just like watch the destruction, because I would enjoy it. Even if they were my friends, I would enjoy it. And like, I would, like, that's free entertainment right there, dude.
Oh, yeah. So. I mean, like,
That would suck for
it
you.
It would be entertaining if it wasn't so close to home. I do like telling everybody else about the trauma.
That's
with
kind of
the
like your therapy.
Right.
I like that. I like that.
You know, I got to do that because I have to talk about it somewhere.
You sure you want
to?
What if it does happen and you're not going to start drinking, are you?
Maybe that will be what drives me to do it, you know? Is the Polly Gilbert. Two of them are getting married in October. Just two of them.
What the fuck? You've got to be kidding.
They got engaged post the polycule starting, though.
Life is complicated enough. Stop complicating shit.
Yeah, I don't.
Jesus. I don't like one other person. How am I supposed to like three fucking people?
Right, being in a relationship is so much work.
Yeah, yeah.
They don't see anybody but each other.
That's bad. You're in a toxic relationship. You're asexual, dude. What the fuck? With like six other people.
I guess one of them does have an extra girlfriend on the side.
Okay.
But not for everybody else.
No. One of them has an extra girlfriend who lives in Michigan.
Oh, and he's got a Canadian girlfriend, too. No, because, like, somebody was just recently telling me that, like, they met somebody on Tinder.
Yeah.
And this person told them that she was poly, but she doesn't like her partners to have other partners. Oh, so you like to cheat.
Like, yeah, you just like
to cheat. You like to cheat, and just nobody else is allowed to do it. Like, fuck you. And I met that person, and I was like, she sucks. Mm.
This sounds like I have another friend, not in the polycule, who's in an on-again, off-again open relationship, which is
that's a little more palatable.
Yeah, but like it's what happens is every time they open up, him and his fiance open up the relationship.
They break up.
Well, they don't break up. They just get really, really mad at each other. Don't break up and close the relationship off again for a few months.
Pattern recognition, dude. Like what?
This has happened like six times.
Six times?
Why is everything in your life divisible by six? What the fuck?
I don't know. But yeah, it's that's just how a relationship works, right? If you sleep with somebody else, your partner's going to get mad, and then you either break up or agree not to do it again, and then they just keep doing it again.
I mean, Shear's a proponent of open relationships never fucking work.
Ever. Yeah, the one open relationship that I've seen work, like it always is that situation. Somebody catches feelings,
right?
Yeah,
for the guy that they're cheating on with, and then they close it immediately. And then I had another friend group where
this is the one I was thinking of. I think
where it was the man. They had to open up the relationship because the woman was disabled, so she could no longer fit her husband. So he had to go outside of the relationship if he wanted to have any sex at all. But he ended up falling in love with a woman in Canada and leaving the marriage behind. And I thought that was the one that worked. And turns out, nope.
See, like the way I would view that is like, all right, if like she's like, all right, yeah, I get it. I can't, so you have needs, whatever. But I would make it, like, contingent on hookers, man. Like, you have to pay for it so that she don't fucking catch feelings.
Yeah.
Or he doesn't.
It's a transaction.
If he does, he's a fucking idiot. He fell in love with a fucking sex worker. Like, what the fuck? Come on.
I think I've seen one open relationship work among friends, but it was the only time I've seen a few blow up spectacular. Mm. The only time I've seen it work was when it started open.
Okay.
So if you start open, everyone has the expectations.
That's a good point, because like the ones I've seen fall apart, it's just like one person always ends up being the fucking cunt. Like yeah. one person is always like the
and there's
bane
always,
of an existence.
There's always the hotter one.
Yeah.
Oh,
there's
yeah.
There's always the hotter one that gets more. Mm-hmm. And then the other one gets jealous.
Man, you like that's got to be frustrating being asexual and having to know all this shit about what other people fucking do.
Oh yeah.
Fuck
yeah.
that. Fuck that. Not worth my time.
No.
I wouldn't bother with that drama until it was unraveling. Then I'd be like, "Give me the popcorn. I want it."
It's good to be able to watch from a distance sometimes, you know?
Yeah, it's better from a distance when you're right in the thick of it,
right.
when you're somebody's emotional support while they're going through it, and you have to pretend like this isn't, like, all your fault. and just provide support. It's a little much. But, man.
Yeah, I'm dreading the day when the polycule starts pulling me and the other guy aside individually and starts bitching about the rest of them.
Oh, God.
Because it's going to happen eventually, right?
Well, you know yeah. what's going to happen? The molecule is going to break. The atom bomb is going to fucking go off, dude. And there's just going to be polyjuice everywhere. Everywhere. All over the room.
Is that what polyjuice potion is? That's how you get it.
Well, you do turn into other people, and when those couples break up, they turn into other
yeah.
fucking people. So I think this all tracks.
Yeah, it seems pretty buttoned up, you know?
Like, my logic is flawless. It's a mix of existentialism and J.K. Rowling.
But back to sobriety. So, when you go out and do shows... when I do yeah. shows, I always feel that there's kind of like an asshole tax that I have to pay because I'm a performer and I'm going to say something terrible. So I feel obligated to buy drinks. But only recently have there actually been drinks to buy. Do you feel the same obligation when you go out to buy something? Or
yeah, usually I try to buy something if I can. I mean, always looking for good NA options. If they have them, but
yeah.
not every bar.
I just do Coke, man. I just do Coke.
Oh, that Coke.
Yeah,
that
Coca-Cola.
Yeah. Thought you were just like hitting one up in the bathroom.
Well, no,
you know?
I was telling Shear this earlier today because I was thinking about it. I was like saying, like, I'm, you know, 3 days away from fucking sobriety, like a year or whatever. And just like, it's just funny that people aren't ready for my relapse jokes. Like, it's just, I'm ready for them. I make them, and people, every single time. Like, I was with one of my oldest friends last night, and the way she fucking glared at me when I was like, oh, yeah, I'm just going to go get a couple beers at the bar. She's just like, what the fuck is wrong with you? I'm like, it's a joke, dude. Jesus. Not that big.
Do you think they're ever going to be ready?
I don't. They're going to have
to. Are you going to say, are you going to stop making them?
No, if you're friends with me, you know what you're fucking in for. Like, I'll give them a little bit more of a grace period, but not much longer.
Please give your friends grace, Jordan.
I guess that's fair since everybody showed me some.
Yes.
So that's I guess I owe that to you folks. That's fair.
Now, so here's a... Have you tried to date allosexual people in the past?
Everyone I've dated has been asexual as well.
Oh.
But I'm not opposed to dating anyone that's allosexual.
Okay.
It's just worked
what's
out.
What's that one?
Allosexual is not asexual.
It's
so normal people.
It's another
okay.
word like cis
okay.
where people get mad where they find out that it's a word.
Why have I never fucking heard it before?
Because I only use it when I'm like, I usually only use it when I'm
mad.
When
you really want to annoy me?
When I'm mad at an allosexual person. So when I'm
why didn't you call me an alligator at the fucking roast battle? You idiot. You missed out on that one.
God damn it.
Yeah, save that one for later.
Yeah, that's going in the back pocket when we eventually have to rematch.
See you later, alligator. See, this is why Ashley doesn't tell me this shit, because then I can't stop.
Because you're just going to punch it up.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's what my job is here.
Yeah, Zach Welch called himself an Allosaurus after he heard about it.
I called at our roast battle. I called Jeremy an asexual tyrannosaur,
which is accurate because I have a tyrannosaurus tattooed on my side that Chris and Gailwood drew.
Your whole side?
Yeah, it's it was the most painful tattoo.
I was gonna say I've heard like rib tattoos are rough.
Yeah. It fucking sucked because I couldn't figure out how to lay to breathe properly. So it just, it's, there's no color because I just couldn't sit any longer.
Were you going to get color initially?
Yeah, I was going to have it be purple or red or something. But yeah, no thank you.
You're going to get Barney tattooed on you?
Well, it wasn't Barney. It was Kristen's. Kristen had a shirt. It was a dinosaur eating a baby. And it said, "I will silence your baby." And then, I'll just show you. it's this one here.
Well, can you turn?
Yeah. This is, she drew it up. And, but then, I got a more painful one done.
So you got one. It was the most painful tattoo you ever got.
Had numbing cream. So that one was a little less painful.
Shear's about 3 years away from doing that thing where they fucking anesthetize you, and then you fucking go to sleep.
Oh, and you get like the full body tattoos?
That's so lame, dude.
Those are insane.
Like, if you don't have the guts to fucking do it, don't do it.
Well, this was just, I sat for 8 hours.
No, that's a cool, no, I wasn't making fun of
you. 8 hours?
That's a cool tattoo. I'm just saying, like, you've seen that before, right? Where they knock people the fuck out.
Yeah.
It's so dumb.
No, thank you.
So dumb.
So, Jacob, where can we find you on the internet?
You can find me on Instagram at Jacob, G-H-A-E-K-U-B, or my YouTube channel, Jacob Heiss.
All right. So, Jordan, I don't think we're going to find anybody that hates sobriety as much as Jacob Heiss.
No, there is another.
And scene. Give it up for Jacob.
Thank you very much.
One more time. All right, our final guest for this segment of the program. She is a tour guide on the Funny Bus. She played me in a stand-up performance. This is Julia Mary.
Ooh. Hello. Yeah, don't fall over. All right, we'll switch that up for the next show.
Yep.
Sorry about that.
All right, Julia.
Can we talk about hating poly people more?
We can probably get into that.
I'm obviously got more ammo. So,
all right, Julia, reach into the box of fun there, and this will be where it starts.
Ted Cruz.
So, Julia, why do you hate wearing clothes?
Well, I hate the way fabric feels on my clothes. I was really hoping I'd pull Rudy Giuliani. But we can work with this. Well, clothes are expensive, really, really expensive, and they're really wasteful. And some of them are really ugly.
Yes.
Well, to be fair, Rudy Giuliani was caught taking off his clothes for that Borat movie.
He was. He burns through those shirts.
I was rooting so hard a couple weeks ago, dude. When I woke up and I was like, oh, he's in critical condition. And I was like, hell yeah. And then like 3 hours later, like, oh, he's better. Oh, fuck.
One reason to hate clothes if you're really Giuliani is because you keep getting your hair dye sweated on your shirts.
That was the greatest thing ever when he was melting like the guy from fucking X-Men.
Yeah.
That was so good.
In the backyard or the back of the AutoZone.
Yeah.
I know there are other people here that hate wearing clothes. Keith, where are you? if I didn't have a roommate, I would be naked at home more, but I don't need...
Isn't your roommate Marty?
My roommate is golden ticket winner, Martin Malloy.
I don't think he would mind.
No,
he would fucking mind. He would fucking mind.
Hey, Marty, would you care if I wandered around the apartment naked all day? Marty would kill me.
Dude, that's going to be his special, Kill Jeremy. I would love that.
Oh, I thought this would be easier because I have so much hate in my heart, but I don't really hate clothes that much. Can I pull another one? That's against the rules. You're right.
I am not committed to the rules.
Yeah, we
Julia.
Don't. We
okay, cool. Up. Sorry, guys.
Keith walks out.
Keith's
like, fuck this.
All right. Yes. Julia.
The police.
Why
all
do you
right.
hate the police?
Wait, well, oh, okay. All right.
Well, first of all.
Wait, the band or the institution?
The institution.
Okay. All right.
Oh, man, this is going to get me in trouble.
Oh,
why? I hate the police because they're violent and they. Well, you go first. Let's see how deep we're going with this before I really let
loose. Why do I hate the police? Because I'm a crazy person and they're very likely to shoot me. That's mostly why I hate the police. But also, I've had a lot of experience with them where they've beaten the shit out of my minority friends. And I say minority because it's not just it's black people, Mexicans, Puerto Ricans. A bunch of my friends have been beaten up by cops for basically just for being drunk and passed out in public, which is fucking stupid. But and if you go down to Akron, all the cops down there are racist. It's fucking ridiculous.
And that's where I got my DUI. I don't like Akron cops either.
When you got your DUI in Akron?
Yeah, right. All right. This will make sense. You know where Kenmore ends into Ira?
Yeah.
You know when you go down to that stoplight?
Yeah.
On the right, you go up that street, the next street. That's where I flipped my car. I was literally 2 minutes away from Taylor's house.
Okay.
Yeah. I made it 2 minutes.
Yeah, I hate police for all the obvious reasons. And a lot of them are ugly. We're not saying it. A lot of them are just ugly, and they couldn't make it in the ROTC. I will say ICE has given them a redemption arc a little bit.
Okay.
Like, compared to ICE, because, like, you got to kind of feel bad.
I was very confused for a second as to what you were saying. I was like, wait, is this fucking lady pro-ICE?
Yeah, of course, obviously.
I heard it wrong.
No, I was just trying to give cops benefit of doubt and say that they're better than
ICE. They don't give anybody the benefit of the doubt.
They don't. Oh, no, how is this turning into me being pro-cops? I hate cops. I got arrested from Walmart for stealing nails, and my court date was on 9/11, and it was during the government shutdown, and there was a memorial going on at the courthouse.
So you had to
seemed like there was a lot going on that day.
They pressed charges for stealing nails.
Yeah, and then they emptied my bag, and it was full of, like, my markers and coloring books. And I had to, like, carry my markers. I was in jail for 2 hours. Mm. It changed me.
Did they let you have your coloring books?
No, they Fuckers. Should have. No, it was terrifying. It was at the Macedonia Police Department.
Oh.
That's why you got arrested. You stole in a white fucking Walmart. That's
I know,
why.
Yeah. And then, so that was fun for me. The cops were like, I know, you know, you can be real with me. I'm a cop. They're like, why did you really do this? Is it like give you a high? And I was like, no, these press-on nails are $15, and I'm poor. That's not that deep.
All right, my question literally was going to be, like, did you mean house nails or, like,
no, it was... that's funny. No, there was just press-on nails, but I bought my markers and my coloring books. I just didn't buy my pens or my nails. So that was one of my latest interactions. Oh, not latest.
How recent was this, Julia?
The last 9/11 that fell on a government shutdown.
Okay.
2025.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I can't go to a Walmart for I think either it's like 1 year or 8 years.
Oh my god!
Sort of they like Rampage Jackson line up, ban them.
It was honestly they put me in handcuffs in the Walmart. This is funny. You guys can laugh because it was and I was really stoned, and it was funny because I just happened to do my makeup and hair that day for no reason, and my jeans were kind of falling off, so I felt really skinny, and I was like, I look really good right now. And then the guy almost hit me in the face with the seatbelt, and I was like, oh, that was almost bad for you. And then they laughed, and I was like, wait, they don't deserve my jokes. So then I didn't make any jokes. And then my boyfriend bailed me out. Cute.
Aw, what a date.
Yeah, and then, but yeah, so that's specifically why I hate cops and Walmart while we're at it. Excuse me, my charges got dropped. I had to take a class online telling me to not steal.
That's you got a diversion program for shoplifting?
At the age of 32 years old, yep. I'm like better now than I've ever been at the time. I wasn't even drinking then.
Yeah.
I just didn't want to pay for fucking press-on nails.
No, and
sue
fuck
me.
Walmart.
Arrest me.
Yeah, fuck Walmart, dude. Yeah, they did.
So there won't be another incident like when we went to Buca di Beppo and you tried to steal stuff off the wall?
That was more of like an artistic thing. Like I just wanted a piece of the history with me.
Wait, hold up. So you chose to steal from a Buca di Beppo, like their artwork? Or was like
I'm gonna be
was
honest
this
with
like
you.
A statement for you? I'm curious.
In the moment I probably thought it was a statement. I think Jeremy's just gaslighting me into thinking that I'm a problem.
He is. Look, yeah, he just guilted himself right there.
No. I think that was just too much wine, and you're like, this is pretty. I'm going to take it.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like me at all. So anyways, after my theft diversion class, I got the charges dropped, and that's literally why I fucking hate cops. Any questions?
I have a question. What color were the nails?
They were like light blue.
Light blue nails.
But I got my nails done now.
How much
my
were they?
They were like $15, and I had like $75 in cash in my wallet, and they were like emptying it out, and the guy was like, I'm trying to get out of here. You couldn't have done this an hour earlier. And they were like, I don't think her boyfriend knows anything. And he was like, yeah, I had no idea she was doing something like that. He did.
Yeah, of course
obviously.
He did.
Did you nudge him while you were putting the stuff in your purse?
No, I have a routine. I'm not telling you, though. I don't want you to take my tricks. But, yeah, well, don't shoplift from Walmart in Macedonia.
No, tell us your tricks so we know what not to do.
I was like, I'm so excited to be back on a podcast again. I can have, you know, some funny clips. And I'm just immediately pouring tea. Spilling, pouring tea about myself. But, yeah, cops are lame. I'm sorry that... I mean, at least I'm white. That's kind of sick. But, yeah, they're horrible to black people.
They're horrible to everybody. Like, I mean, like, black people, Mexicans, fucking, like, anybody that is not. I mean, they're shitty to white people as well, but they're fucking, it's not the same. It is not the fucking same. Yeah. They're coming
and
for us.
You know why I hate the cops? Because they're fucking up
our show.
I hate when cops try to be cool and funny. That's the worst. I'm like, it would be cool if you just did any other job. Like the cops are like, I used to skateboard back in the day.
Yeah.
Go beat your wife. Can I do one more topic?
Yeah, you can absolutely pull another one, Julia. All right. So what do we got here? Julia Mary, why do you hate traffic laws?
They're made up. They're fake. Same reason I hate cops. I'm going to do one more because I'm not good at this. Are you guys mad at me?
No.
Okay. We're not.
Oh, I was talking to them.
She doesn't care.
And
if
we
I'm
were
mad
answering for them.
You're like,
the last two guests are like, you could do this? It's like...
But. Sorry, guys.
Julia, why do you hate Akron?
I hate Akron because whenever people make fun of, if I say I'm from Cleveland, they'll make fun of Akron and they think that we are Cleveland. We're not Akron.
No.
You guys had LeBron. You have the football thing. Yeah, Akron's got a bad rap. It probably isn't even as bad as like Elyria and Lorraine. Or maybe
I much prefer Akron over those places.
Okay, well, that's where I'm from, so maybe that's why I hate Akron. I don't like getting roped in with them.
That's fair. You're kind of further south now, so do you have to... when you feel like going to a city, do you ever venture?
No,
never?
No, just for funny stop a few times, and that was as close as I got. I also, when I was in high school, we had like a cheerleading camp because I was a cheerleader. And the Akron Zip cheerleaders taught it, and they were really skinny and really tanned, and I was like, I think I like girls. So it's a part of my bisexual awakening.
So what you're saying is Akron made you a little gay.
Akron made me a little gay. When did you find out? What I don't even know what the hell you got going on. When did you find out you were asexual?
It's basically when I got sober and I was no longer interested in it. and so I was trying to figure out why. And then I started putting some things together about past relationships and about how the sex wasn't really about me wanting to have sex with the other person. It was more like I was trying to get something out of them, mostly rides, because I didn't have a car. But also,
you really are like Dr. Robotnik, dude. You really are.
Yeah.
I didn't have a car, so I built little fucking orbs and shit and pissed off
a hedgehog.
He had
a scheduled routine.
Yeah, my ex-girlfriend's Scratch and Grounder were...
I'm straight on Thursdays and I need to get a ride. What about you? What do you got going on?
Fucking nothing. I'm boring now, dude. I said that earlier. I'm sober. I play fucking video games. I watch my shows.
I was going to ask, like, when you knew you weren't gay, or are you gay? I don't know anything about
that. I was going to say, I was like, am I the only fucking...
Boo, he's straight. Get him, boys! Get him!
Just you and Sheer and everybody else.
How do you know you're not
show.
Gay? Well, you just, like, know?
Because I have no desire to suck a cock.
All right, well, that wasn't as inspiring as mine and Jeremy's story, but, I mean, it works.
I'm just being honest.
Well, I mean, I've watched Jordan sleep with other dudes, and he's never, like, woken up, stretch his arm, like, oh, that looks delicious.
Is that what you think girls do in the morning?
there was a bit she did.
A bit? Yeah. People are running bits in you in bed. No wonder you're confused.
Well,
he has to get a
trade. What else are you doing?
He had to get a trade-off somehow. They were fucking him. He's like, yeah, I'll listen to your jokes, I guess.
That's amazing. That's a mentor, but you're, well, that's good.
That's grooming, if that's what that is.
So, yeah, we don't need to get too...
I never slept with anybody that I was comedy mentoring. That never happened.
So, yeah, Akron, I feel like I said, I liked the cheerleaders, but I don't like how whenever, especially from out of Ohio, people are like, oh, so you're part of Akron. I just don't feel like a part of Akron. I feel like it'd be disrespectful.
That was the first time anybody was like, you know what I like? The Akron cheerleaders. Not Dallas, not fucking...
Yeah, right.
It's the Akron zips. It's those ones with damage that I really...
That's hilarious.
Like.
I'm like, they had a little resilience in their eyes.
Right. And a shiner.
They didn't need relationships with their parents either, and I found that really cool.
I don't like Akron because all their restaurants are supposed to have sauerkraut balls, and they don't. And that upsets
everything
me.
With you is food based, man.
Yes.
Well, it's not sex based, so what is he gonna do?
That's fair.
Honestly, like the last time I had sex with somebody, he was from Akron, so that's why I hate.
And the only reason he remembers is because they went to Akron Family Restaurant afterwards, and he got the Hungarian sausage. And that's when he realized he was gay, asexual.
That might have happened, actually.
This whole thing has felt like a deep therapy session with Jeremy. I feel bad. But it's hard when you've got so much shit going on.
Yeah, I have way too much shit going on.
A lot of experiences.
Yeah. I lived in Akron for 8 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was... not the highlight of my life. I was definitely not sober living in Akron because I could get cheap pills. And that is how you survive living in Akron for 8 years.
Opiates.
Opiates.
It's the pain of living
in Akron. I guess we could hate Akron for opiates. That's a bad thing.
Yeah. Well, it was also it was the worst meth I ever had in Akron. The best meth was in Colorado.
Natural grown.
Yeah.
Mountain-grown meth.
I mean, you know, there's, you know, the higher altitude, I guess, that makes for a better chemical process.
Your blood was just thinner.
Yeah.
That's why he moved back. He couldn't handle walking at that elevation.
Well, yeah, but it was also, so I lived in Colorado for a little bit, and I moved back while I still drank, and if you change elevations from... high all the time to low all the time, your tolerance goes way the fuck up. So I ended up till 7 in the morning at a house party in Pittsburgh drinking a 30-pack of MGD and still sober.
Because you did meth in Colorado?
No, because
he's asexual.
I was still in Colorado, and I was like, "Wait, you did meth and ended up in Pittsburgh?"
Well, yeah, that's
it's a big airport, but I mean, fuck.
I've never done meth, but I did live in Pittsburgh.
you got a similar experience.
Tomato, tomato.
It's a very methy place. When did you live in Pittsburgh?
In 2017, 2018, my friend was going to Carnegie Mellon.
Oh, okay.
And she needed a roommate. And I was like, I got nothing going on. And so we went there. I didn't make many friends, but that's okay.
Yeah, so you have so many more friends now. So
you
it's
also
fine.
Didn't do meth while you were
right.
there.
Right.
So
I think if I would have done meth, that's the thing. No, all my coworkers.
I think there's a correlation there.
I'd be like, I always stay up till 5. I'm just like... Yeah. No.
So, Julia, now that you're internet famous, thanks to Martin Malloy mentioning you on Kill Tony, where can people find you on the internet so they can see all the fun comments?
Julia Mary, just Julia Mary, 2 A's, 3 Y's. If you type in Julia Mary, you'll see it. And I think that's, yeah. That's me.
Yeah. So, Jordan, I don't think we're going to find anybody that just hates as much as Julia Mary.
Yeah, I could keep going.
No, there is another.
And scene. Give it up for Julia Mary.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.